Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Well, that's not exactly true. You're familiar with Dom and Crute. This time it's Dom and Crite-Lo. Pat Crite-Lo, founding editor of Up North News. You can find us at upnorthnewswi.com. Filling in for Mike today, joined by Dom for this hour. Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, Pat. Good to see you, man. Thanks for stepping up, filling in. Crutey doing some radio business. So, Pat stepping up. Always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for joining us.
I always got to tip my cap to him because, I mean, I was a radio rat for years before moving into TV, then moving into politics, now here into digital media. And I mean, it's thankless as all get out to do the business side of, well, of anything media related, you know, sure. To be honest. And so I'm glad he's willing to do it. And I'm willing to, just kind of pinch hit here while we can. And, you know, we'll talk a bit more this hour about saving democracy, which I've said before is really not something any of us signed up for. You know, we those things that you take for granted, because otherwise they you know, it turns out that they can go away. They can come back to bite you, just like you're walking across a freshly mowed lawn, and you think you've done all the right things, and you take for granted. And then I don't know if you can see on the monitor here, Dom, you get rusty spikes like this in your yard that from landscaping that was done a couple of years ago. This was a spike that was holding down some new turf, and it has come up and it is bent in a shape that I understand why people died in the 1920s, you know, from this kind of stuff. You don't know what's going to sneak up on you when you take things for granted. I am at a loss to explain the deadly things that are in our path on any given day.
It is. It's amazing, Pat. And I'm with you, man. It would never be like to save democracy. And I don't know that, you know, I'm saving democracy, but certainly having these conversations and trying to be honest and critical and thoughtful about what kind of world we want to live in, man. And I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would have to be pondering and considering those things. I just thought, oh, what is what is. And yeah, there's some problems, but I'm just going to roll through it and have some fun and not really worry about it. And what we've come to find out is that when good people do not get involved, then, you know, then other people will fill those gaps. And then we see, you know, what happened on January 6th. And it wasn't lost on me yesterday, Pat, the 78th anniversary of D-Day, and going to fight the fascists and going to kill fascists. That is what we did. That is what we honor the greatest generation. That's what they did for us. And since then, what do we have? This ever creeping fascism, this white nationalism. You know, when ignorance gets glorified and alternate facts become someone's reality, you know, we're really in some strange places. And so to be able to jump online and certainly on the radio and engage in the digital media and have conversations with friends and meet new friends and fight assertions, that is a little bit more of a responsibility than I ever thought I'd have to really even worry about. I mean, oh, Crutey, we'll start a radio show, we'll get on the air, we'll talk about legalizing weed and talk about the good times, and oh, my God.
You know, I think plenty of people thought, well, can't I just watch Real Housewives, you know, or The Bachelor? Do you really have to bug me with this political stuff? And anybody that knows me from you know, my earlier time as a journalist through my time as a state legislator, they've gotten the lecture from me. It's when you stop paying attention to politics, which a lot of people want you to do. It's when you stop paying attention that things begin to creep up that you thought couldn't happen. And don't think it can't happen happen here. We've watched what's happened in Hungary. We've watched what's happened in Turkey. We've watched what's happened in Venezuela and Brazil and elsewhere. We know that places that were otherwise peaceful, that had functional governments, suddenly didn't. Although I shouldn't say suddenly, it's never sudden. It is something that creeps. Granted, January 6th was a big chaotic day. But as we're going to find out in the committee hearings this week, there was a lot creeping up well ahead of January 6th. Yes, and things that are starting to creep up again ahead of this year's elections and the 2024 elections. And I think that people, again, in our instant gratification world, are looking for, you know, immediate proof, that immediate smoking gun. In other words, they need Donald Trump or somebody to actually say the words, "I'm going to commit treason." It doesn't work that way, you know? People talk about, the fall of the Roman Empire. It didn't fall on a particular day. It fizzled out over time as it lost its way, as it lost its glory. So this is something that happens throughout history, where occasionally it is thrust upon people, and this time around, it's us. It's been thrust upon us to say, look, if you want to keep this little experiment in democracy going, you're going to have to step up, because surprisingly, there are people around us embracing authoritarianism, embracing ignorance, and trying to get people not to care. Dom, I feel like we're preaching to the choir. Every person listening right now cares. I would be hard pressed to find one of your regular listeners that is listening to you just for, you know, the legal weed talk. So we got to ask, where do we take it from here? And that to me is getting out and talking to other people, who the people you know don't want to hear about politics. And I know that's basically your DNA, Don, is people that don't want to necessarily focus on politics, but feel like they kind of have to now and then.
Well, we got to make it sexy for them, Pat. You know, I think delivery matters. You know, the little, who's got the time, right? And the time that you do have, because people are, you know, jumping from one foot to the other. They got kids, they got family, they got work. I mean, if we do not make, you know, carve out a little bit of time for our civic engagement, well, again, other people are going, are plotting, are planning, are have long-term plans as how they want to see this country. And if you look at how the anti-abortion activists, you know, the Christian right have been fighting Roe v. Wade since Roe v. Wade. I mean, these are not battles that are won or lost. This is just a constant evolution of different pressures. I like to compare it sometimes to the sun. You know, you have a constant explosion of a star pushing out energy. Then you have the gravity of the star, you know, balancing it off. And so there's always this constant struggle. It never really ends. And I'd like to say, well, we did it. Congratulations. We got a black president. Now there's no more racism. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. The J6 committee just released some more video today. Remember the Confederate flag guy walking through the Capitol?
Right.
They show he is one of many charging up outside the stairs carrying the Confederate flag. I mean, ignorance will always be there. It's up to us to everyone has to make our own choice as to how we deal with that. You said something earlier, Pat, about the slow creep. I've been following guy Scott McFarlane on Twitter. He's a CBS reporter. He's a congressional correspondent for CBS News. He said the former January 6th investigator, a person named Denver Riggleman, this investigator saying the Capitol riot wasn't a, quote, caught up in the moment, unquote, attack. This was not. As we've heard, just drips in little pieces, and as we can probably surmise and what will be confirmed presumably at the J6 hearings, is that this was a coordinated, multi-level, a nationwide planned effort led by the White House to subvert democracy and to stop the peaceful transfer of power, because a criminal lost, because Trump lost. And the people that think, well, Trump couldn't possibly lose. I mean, we're in a terrible recession. We had a terrible pandemic. I mean, how could, Trump lost the House. He lost the Senate. I mean, what indicators are there that Trump would have actually won? That's what I don't get. So the willful ignorance of some of the Trumpsters, I don't know that we can ever convince them. There is no convincing of them. But those who, you know, maybe carve out a few minutes of their time to listen to the devil's advocates, or maybe, you know, get your news, ma'am, you know, plan your day Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Go check out. You know, if nothing else, educate yourself, you know, see what your tax dollars are paying for. And then at the same time, look at what the Republicans are doing and who is saying what. Jim Jordan, Banks, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, look at the Fox News. Fox News, Pat, they're not going to carry it. They're too busy. They got what? They want to make sure they get the new Tucker Carlson show out that day because they don't have time for the grotesque, I think, is how Carlson described the J6 committee and other Republicans describing it as a circus. You know, that's going to be there. And I think anyone who hitches their wagon continue to try to defend what will ultimately become the indefensible. History will not judge them well.
I guess you would, again, one of those things, there's been so many times where you think, well, this is it. This is what's going to get people to see. And the most recent one was Tucker Carlson, you know, going to Hungary and, you know, praising the authoritarian, you know, dictator wannabe that, you know, wants to bring that style of government or lack of government here. So we do rely on folks out there to kind of spread the word. Since I'm going to show some bias toward the western side of the state here, where Gene from Eau Claire has been hanging on to visit as well. So Gene, thanks for being here.
Hey, Gene.
To you guys, I appreciate that. I have a question for you, having been from our area here. You know, I've been really disappointed, and of course they get a lot of phone calls from me, our local TV stations, and you know who they are.
I do, having worked at one for nearly 10 years,
I know
yes.
You're dead. Yep. And, you know, I got a feeling you'd be giving us a lot more information than we're getting right now of what's going on in our state. I call, I say, why don't you get this information out to the public? Well, they're waiting, you know, they get their information from somebody in Madison. And we don't get, we're not getting any of this stuff, you know. Have you noticed that, Pat?
Oh, yeah, I do, Gene. Yeah, I've noticed it, and thank you. I appreciate your words and trying to hold these local folks to account. And I know some of my old colleagues, they know that I'm expecting better of them, and I really hope to see that come Thursday night as well. Dom's joining me here. Pat Kreitlow will be back after this.
I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Boy, it's like they're so ideological that they subvert their own interests.